Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show. Check the Pulse of Nebraska Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, fine folks of the good Cornhusker State. This is a first here on the Character Chronicles show. This is a pre-gut reaction. Now, if you followed my show for a while, if you paid attention, after each and every Nebraska football game, within about 30 minutes, I put up what I call a gut reaction. Okay, I don't really have time to break down film or look at the stats. That thing's usually recorded in about 5 minutes, and by the time it gets up on my Facebook and Twitter and omaha.com/care, it's about 30 minutes after a game. It's called my gut reaction. It is simply how my gut feels. All right, sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not so great. And that I've been doing for a very long time. On Sunday nights, on my Facebook page, my public Facebook page, 8 p.m. Central Time, each and every Sunday night following every Nebraska football game, I go live and I talk to you, the fans at home, and I break down because I've watched the film and I've looked at the stats and I get in depth and I answer your questions and I break everything down on that Sunday night Character Live show. But one thing I've never done a pre-gut reaction. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even know it was possible to do a pre-gut reaction. Here's why I'm doing a pre-gut reaction. I'm having some fun with it. Because I prep not at all for the show, much like a gut reaction after a game. I'm simply just sitting down here today, talking from my heart, expressing what my gut feels. And the reason I'm doing it is a football season. This is a college football season, a Nebraska football season, a sports season, unlike anything else we've ever seen in history. All right, so my gut, I was like, you know what? I kind of got a pre-gut reaction to this, so I thought I'd share that with you fine folks at home. All right, so here's what my gut's telling me right now. First of all, I think I learned a lesson from this. Never, ever, ever take anything for granted. Appreciate everything you have, whether it's Nebraska football, whether it's family, whether it's other things in life. Going into this season, we have no idea really what's going to happen. All right, we don't know. Are we going to play 8 games, 9 games? Will we get to a bowl game, 10 games? Will it be 3 games? Who knows how many games we're going to play? Who knows if we're going to be missing players for certain games? Who knows if when we play some of these other teams, if they're going to be missing players? We have no idea. It's so unpredictable. There's also so many things I want to see from the Huskers this year. There's so many things I'm looking forward to watching. The offensive line, they got size. They've got a lot of highly recruited guys, and they've got experience. Can they become like the pipeline of old? Adrian Martinez, is he going to look like he did his freshman year, his sophomore year? Is he going to be a combination of that, maybe better, because he's had a year to learn and grow from a season ago? Dedrick Mills, can he reach 1,000 yards in a tougher, shortened season? Our wide receiver core, we've got all sorts of speed. What's going on with Omar Manning? How's he going to play? How's he going to do? We got like NBA-heighted basketball players at the tight end position. Who's going to step up? The defense, can we get some pressure on the quarterback? Can we stop the run up front? Can we tackle a smidge better? There's a lot of things that we have done well in the past. Can we continue to build on those things that we've done well, do them even better? And can we improve on the things that we need to improve on? So many questions with this Husker football team. So many questions with this Nebraska football season. I'm excited. I'm anxious. It's obviously I'm not playing. My God, I'm like a dinosaur. But part of me feels anxious as if I'm going to play. Part of me, year 3 under Scott Frost, there's so many questions. But here's the thing. They've had a lot of time to work out, which is weird with this COVID season, but they're not starting playing until October 24th, almost November. They've had a lot of time to work out. They've had a lot of time to practice. They've had a lot of time to get ready. There's so many things that are hard to answer in a question like in a season like this, question-wise, but there's so many things you can answer. Year 3, how much have they improved? I do kind of look this as more like a normal year 3 than a typical year 3. Not exactly like a typical year 3, because it's not. But more like a typical year 3 because they've had a lot of time to get ready. Can we prove ourselves against the schedule? 5 teams in the top 20, 4 in the top 15, 3 in the top 10. All right. And then we're starting out with Ohio State, one of the top national championship contenders in the country. We have an opportunity to prove and show how far Nebraska football has come. My gut, pre-gut reaction is this. I don't know what the blue hell is going to happen, but it's going to be fun to watch. Throw the ball. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.